Hello, welcome to my drawing room. My name is Alice Collins. It's nice to meet you. I aim to make this space a place for calm reflection, as well as maybe a glass of sherry by the fire. Let's see where the night takes us. Maybe those two things are connected. Tonight's theme is family, so please, have a seat, relax, and listen to a personal tale of light and darkness plucked out from the furthest recesses of my mind. The first time I saw Dark Shadows, I was 11 years old and homesick from school. My usual TV haunt at the time was the Sci-Fi Channel. I got my remote out, flipped on the TV. Normally, being at school, I hadn't seen the daytime lineup at all. And right there in front of me was Dark Shadows, this old series, but, you know, I always loved the older stuff. And it just caught me in all the right ways. It had the aesthetic, and David and Amy were exploring the walled-off west wing of Collinwood and found a secret room. Like, it really was just all the right things, all at the right time. As with many significant things in my life, my brain classifies them in a distinct pre- and post-moment. Very significant ones like the time I discovered Buffy the Vampire Slayer, or like when my brother passed away. Pre-Dark Shadows and post-Dark Shadows is one of those moments. I was hooked right away. I programmed my VCR, and every day I had it so I could come home from school and watch it. I couldn't miss any of it. As you can tell, since I'm here talking to you, Dark Shadows is one of my obsessions. It's been there during some of my hardest times, and I've been able to find a lot of comfort and meaning through it that has helped me, like, deeply. I love everything about it, the lore, everything. The characters, the drama, the aesthetic. And it still has something that resonates with me to this day. And it's not just the monsters and staircases to 1995, it's the characters. It's the family. And that's the strength of Dark Shadows. It's these fully fleshed out characters that have actual complexity. It made me care for them, almost as if they were my own family. I saw parallels between them and my own. Certain traits, they're not great traits, but, you know, certain traits nonetheless, and it gave me this familiarity without fully knowing them yet. This is a huge testament to the actors' abilities, as well as the casting director. They really had a knack for bringing in the best people, and on top of that, they treated them like family. They gave them job security in an industry where you go from gig to gig, not always knowing where the next thing's gonna come from. Dan Curtis built a rich world full of mystery, intrigue, and drama, with the breakout character of the series, of course, being Barnabas Collins, a man cursed with vampirism and locked away for 200 years by his own father in a coffin contained within a secret room in the family mausoleum. That kind of isolation really messes a person up. I know this from personal experience. Not the 200 years, but there's been times. Familial trauma is never easy. When he's finally released after so many years, he has to work to reintegrate into society. He has to learn how to treat people right. He has to learn the new social mores and morals of the era, which can be tough even for non-vampires. There was a time in which I was very isolated and stuck in an abusive situation that I thought was normal. I had no idea that what I was going through was abuse. I didn't know that the things that I was taught and grew up around were not the norm. I came out into this world and I barely had any social skills left. You can only get so far when you are one of the very few queer kids in the public school system. I had to relearn how to treat people. I felt like some sort of a monster, and periodically I still sometimes do. The abuses changed a lot of me, and I had to unlearn them and basically start over again from square one. And I did that with the help of a lot of talk therapy. And Barnabas had to do a very similar thing. He literally wanted to not be a monster and allowed Julia to experiment on him to get rid of the vampirism. He was able to change, and so was I. That's where I found some of my strength to, you know, reach out and talk to somebody. He had Julia, and I needed a Julia to talk to and help me. When I was able to finally get out of my parents' place, I felt a little untethered and desperately wanted family. I clung on to people that I should not have, and I ignored a lot of red flags, which led to a few bad relationships. I wanted family so bad. I was 1,300 miles from where I grew up, so it's not like I knew too many people. And it was hard. Barnabas kidnapping Maggie and attempting to hypnotize her into thinking that she's Josette is just a desperate attempt to connect to his lost past and family. He needed to let go of that past to move on. Each time I rewatch the Barnabas Unchained arc, it seems like Barnabas is in a dissociative fugue throughout. It takes two people to knock him out of it. It takes the ghost of his little sister, Sarah, to, like, you know, just sort of knock the first piece loose. Like, you're not acting like yourself, you know, you're not the brother that I grew up with. This is not you. And he was so disconnected from any of those feelings that he had that they were just lost. And then when he finally reached out to Julia, only then he's able to begin to move on and begin to reintegrate into society. It takes an act of trust in one person, and it is a big leap of faith. And you need to take that leap of faith when you've been in that dark, heavy isolation. Now that I've got a chosen family that loves and cares about me, I've been able to heal so much more. I strive to get better each and every day. It took one person to give me space and get me far away, and I will be forever grateful to them. So, that's it for this installment of My Drawing Room with Alice Collins. I hope our conversation was an enjoyable, if not enlightening one. You can put your empty sherry glass right next to the decanter over there on the table. Thank you. Till next time, don't let the darkness take you.